Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
You're listening to Jones and Keith on WEEI. It's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keith.
Let's go!
Tier Tuesday, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. What do we got on a Tier Tuesday today?
All right, we're going to tier team titles. So this is the best way I think I can describe it.
Team titles.
So the championship, always the most important thing in team sports, but some of these championships are more important than others.
Yes.
Right? Just from like the fan looking from the outside, the championship in, say, the Super Bowl versus the World Series trophy versus the Stanley Cup versus on down the line. We're going to have several of these.
Mm-hmm.
So I think right now, to start out, we're going to have three tiers. We can always add or subtract tiers as need be. Top tier, GOAT.
The
GOAT tier. This is the greatest of all time.
I feel like
we use that a lot.
We use it a lot. Yeah. It's on brand, but it's very necessary.
It is. It's important for this. And so which titles will find their way into the GOAT tier? Second tier down, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Self-explanatory.
Yeah, like it's not GOAT.
GOAT, but it's pretty good.
You're going to be pretty happy with it.
Pretty good.
And then finally, the last one, we're all winners. So you're still a champion. You're at the top of your field. It's just we don't really recognize it as much as maybe the other
ones.
It's
very Larry David forward, these tiers, is what they
are. It is very Larry
heavy. Yeah,
That is true. Huh. So I think that should work.
I like it.
All right, and then we'll have Billy throw out the leagues or the titles, and we'll put them into tiers.
Sounds good.
All right,
first up, Major League Baseball.
All right, World Series trophy. You play 162 games.
Now, again, we're not talking.
But then,
you're saying trophy. We're not talking just the trophy. We're talking about the team title, or that's a part of it.
No, yeah, include that if you'd like.
Include the actual the trophy.
But like the world. Okay, the World Series trophy, but the accomplishment of winning the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say you play an absolute marathon of a regular season, but then year in and year out, the playoffs, which they've added teams to, ends up just being a crapshoot, and it's not even the best team from the regular season.
Pretty good.
You go on. I think it's pretty good.
Pretty good.
That's cool. Like, yeah, you won the World Series.
Here's how I'm settling on the World Series.
Okay.
Is it the GOAT?
No.
Right. So it's got to be pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
But it's not like, hey, you're all winners.
No, it's not. No, well, you might think that, but wait.
Give the Dodgers.
We got some that
World Series.
You'll understand that tier coming up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, a dangerous looking trophy.
Yeah, very jagged.
It looks like if you could murder anybody with one of these trophies, it'd be the World Series trophy.
Not to make another Seinfeld Larry David reference, please. But you know, when Costanza's dragging that thing around in his car, you hope it's not catching anybody's leg or ankle.
That's
or
good
anything, because it'll catch up.
All right, so we'll go with
pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
NFL
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl's the GOAT.
Let's go!
I think it has to be the GOAT.
I mean, that's everybody like watches
the
it.
Super Bowl. And in fact, it's so good that everything else is the Super Bowl of that sport.
Yeah.
This week, you're going to have the NBA Super Bowl, or you're going to have the NHL Super Bowl.
Exactly.
You're going to have those.
So I would say, yeah, that one has to be GOAT status.
It's got to be GOAT.
Self-explanatory. Yeah. What else, Billy?
NBA.
All right, NBA title.
Well, this one might be a we're all winners with this matchup this year. This matchup
in particular, yeah. But in general? When the Celtics won it, I looked at that like, oh, that's...
Not the GOAT, though.
You don't think it's the GOAT?
The GOAT?
Mm.
No.
I mean, it's not...
Pretty.
You think pretty good?
I think
NBA title?
Yeah.
The Larry O'Brien?
I think the trophy...
The Larry O'Brien?
I think the trophy brings it down a little bit, quite frankly.
It's not a great trophy.
You want to go pretty?
Yeah, let's go pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good.
If you're arguing for GOAT, we can have Billy break the tie.
No, I'm not arguing for GOAT.
Okay.
I don't think I am. No. Also, for a while, it was a title that you could just seemingly win consecutive years, like no problem. Now that's changed.
It is.
That's changed. Now there's a little bit more parity there.
Although I do like the idea that, like, no teams in the second apron will win championships. Like, I saw Jay Williams talking about this the other day. The Celtics just did.
I wouldn't necessarily listen to Jay Williams.
But I tend to think it is a championship that if you're willing to spend a lot of money, Wick's dad,
yep,
then it still is a championship that you can go buy.
Jay Williams, the guy that thought Ime Udoka was the first black head coach of the Celtics?
Correct.
Just to be clear?
Okay. Yes.
Not Jay Williams?
Yes.
All right.
NHL.
Stanley Cup's got to be the GOAT.
Okay.
Now, it does come with the creep carrying the thing around with the gloves, and he's there. He's partying. No, he's not. He's the keeper of the cup. I think the Stanley Cup, though.
I agree. The trophy, not.
It's the only one you put your name on.
Is it a great championship compared to like ML? Is it any better than MLB or NBA? The championship? No. But the trophy does.
The trophy is
knock
sick.
It up a peg. You can drink out of it. You get your day with it. Your name's engraved on it. On a downside,
you can make love to it.
The keeper of the cup.
Yeah, he's there.
Yeah.
He's there. But I think that's like an all time. Like you win the cup, and that seems like an absolute grind to win it.
Yeah.
So
I do feel like it's one of the easier sports to go like ride coattails and go get your name on the cup.
Oh yeah, if you're like a
fourth liner, third pair defenseman,
you
like
play 9 minutes a night,
right?
You're out there, your name on
it is one of those easy ones where you can really ride other great players' coattails.
But this is a team award. We can do individual awards another time.
Sure.
This is team awards.
Okay.
So all right, so Stanley Cup, Super Bowl, right now in the GOAT tier. All right.
MLS.
MLS they have a trophy for
it.
I know the Revs have played for it. I know they've never taken one home.
They have not won it yet. The MLS Cup, I believe it is.
I think Nick nailed it. That's a we're all winners is what that is.
All right. I mean, it doesn't have the history that some of these other ones do.
No, and I think that's the biggest strike against
it. That's holding it back a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's...
Had there been more MLS Cups to hand out, we'd be like, oh, I remember that. But, I mean, 1996, I think, is the first time they broke into the league. So that hurts them.
We're all winners.
Yeah.
Okay.
World Cup.
GOAT?
World Cup's got to be GOAT.
I think World Cup might be GOAT.
This is... The World Cup, you're putting everybody in on this.
Yeah.
And you only give away one or giveaway. You only win one every 4 years, too.
Yes.
Which makes it even more special.
Well, one of the things I like is that I think all the soccer fans out there were like, you guys just hate soccer. MLS is down there. And then we hit them with the World Cup, and we're like, no, it's actually GOAT.
Oh, yeah. They don't know how to think.
No, yeah.
Head
it's like,
spinning
we actually really respect soccer.
Yeah, yeah. It's a world's game.
It's a GOAT championship.
It is. Okay. I agree with that.
College football.
All right, so now that they have the playoff, I do like it more. Before, when it was just like the voters being like, these are the two teams. And you're like, what? Like, why can't this undefeated team play for the title? They're like, we're not doing that. At least it's a real thing. I would probably say pretty good.
Okay, that's where I would put it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're saying before they had the college football playoff and it was just like the bowl system, you would put it on a lower tier.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It was kind of arbitrary. Like, a lot of years they would get it, like, you're like, all right, those are the two teams I want. But it was like, well, you won the Big Ten, so you play in the Rose Bowl. It's like, yeah, but the Pac-10 winner stinks. Why am I playing them?
Right.
It's like, I should play, like, Florida State. They're like, no, you're not playing them.
I like the bowl system, but this is obviously a way more fair, equitable way to decide a champion. Okay.
Pretty good.
Okay. I like it.
Right. College basketball.
GOAT.
One shining moment. You cut it's the greatest bracket of all time.
Okay,
so everybody, the first two rounds are the GOAT.
So, but this is the problem. Now,
fair.
I would make the argument that this is a GOAT championship.
It loses steam as the rounds go on.
It's,
however, you cut the nets down.
There's a real sandwich to it. It starts great.
Yeah.
The middle kind of stinks.
Right.
And then you got the, I guess that's the, you got the bread on the outside. That is the bread the best part of the sandwich? I guess this analogy.
The bread's the best part of the sandwich?
No, really the
what sandwich are you eating?
Yeah, it's not.
It's never the bread.
The analogy doesn't work. Well, there's two sides to it anyway with the middle. And yeah, I think the,
like it an air sandwich, maybe the bread would be the best part.
It ends well. And so okay. I do think
expand on that a little bit more.
I do think it's a I would leave it on the goat line though. I think it's a goat championship,
and I think,
but it does lose steam that middle weekend.
But because
for sure.
We all fill out the brackets and we all play in the pool, and you probably lose. But even if you're in it towards the end, am I speaking out of school here? I feel like the champion of a college basketball season, you remember years later more so than the college football champion.
Oh, definitely.
If you're like, who won college basketball in 04, I'd be like UConn. If you're like, who won football in 04, I'd be like, I think Southern Cal. Like, I really know.
Right. You can kind of ballpark it. And like in the last 10 years, can just be like Alabama and maybe stumble your way
true.
Into it.
You could win one because there's only a few teams. But basketball, like it stands out more.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you want to go GOAT tier?
I like that on GOAT. What do we have on?
Well,
we can update it in a moment. That's a busier tier than there's more on the GOAT tier than I expected.
Okay.
All right, let's keep going.
WNBA.
I think that's a we're all.
You're all winners!
I don't wanna. Well, hold on a second.
Speak for you, Keith.
Hold on a second.
But I think that's where that belongs.
Now, similar to MLS, does not have the great history, right?
No. They weren't. Although there's a longer history than you'd assume there.
97.
Yeah.
Now, do they have a name for the trophy? This is important. If they have a name for the trophy.
Do they?
I don't know. The Houston Comets, Jones, won the first four WNBA titles.
Nice. It's coming out strong. I believe the Liberty won last year. I am aware of that.
You're right. The Liberty.
I think they did.
They did. The Aces had won consecutive titles.
Oh, yeah. That's Brady's team.
The Aces?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Brady bought his way in there.
Liberty won.
Cool looking trophy, no name.
Oh, no name, but good looking.
Okay. Do you kind of. I almost kind of respect the no-name trophy.
Well, maybe they're waiting to name it like the Cynthia Cooper Award or
something. Yeah.
Like waiting their time.
That's true.
The Lisa Leslie. Like, there's a lot
Sue
of
Bird.
Tamika Catchings.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark.
Yeah,
get it over with.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Just get there and do it. That's true.
I'd probably put it in the
I
we're
think
all
it's a we're all winners.
That's fine.
Let's not overthink this.
Okay.
All
right.
NASCAR.
You're all winners!
What's the name of that? Sprint Cup?
Nextel. No, it used to be that. So this one's a little tricky.
Still a thing? I think it probably is.
I don't know. They're hanging on. We sunk all our money in the NASCAR.
Cup. What is it?
The Bill Francis Cup.
Bill Francis Cup.
Bill Francis?
It's like a hockey trophy.
So this one's a little, people might be saying, well, hey, this sounds kind of like an individual award as opposed to a team award. It's a team award.
Oh.
The pit crew. You got to acknowledge the pit crew, whoever owns, you know.
Roush Fenway could
get Roush
in there.
Fenway.
Okay. Nice. How many Bill Francis do they have, Roush Fenway? They got any?
I don't know.
Okay. That's a we're all winners.
This has a longer history, though, Jones, before you answer. 1949, wow, the NASCAR Cup Series began.
That is a more illustrious history than I expected. Yeah. That's a we're all winners, though, if you ask me.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to push back on that.
Bill? Ryder Cup.
Ryder Cup. Pretty good. Is this every 2 years or every four?
No. They have the Ryder Cup, and then they have they stagger them. I forget what the other one is.
Oh, right. Where it's not just Europe versus U.S.
It's like versus the world, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. So you can get like your Mike Weirs in there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What is the name of the other one? But no, Ryder Cup is every four.
Okay. So I do like this. You know me, country versus country stuff I'm in on. I would say it's probably pretty good, though.
Pretty good.
I think that's a good spot for it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like I'm not thinking about it all the time, but when it rolls around every 4 years, I'm pretty into it. Yeah.
Right. NBA Cup.
Trash.
Shouldn't even be included. It's an insult to the rest of the championships that are on here.
I would argue it's pretty good.
No, it's trash.
I thought about GOAT. No.
Tier below.
No, we're not
get
adding
rid
another.
Of it. It's the only one so far I wanted to get
rid
of.
Add a tier, trash.
Or do you want to do a tier, get rid of it?
Get rid of it.
I mean, I'm not on board with this,
but
I understand most people feel that way.
Let's say get rid of it.
We're adding a tier, get rid of it?
Get rid of it. Tier,
I like the NBA Cup.
Two options left, and we're adding a tier.
I like the NBA Cup.
I know you do. Nobody else does. Have you ever met anybody who likes
the... That's not true.
Have you met someone?
The players don't even like it.
Have I met someone? No, I don't think so.
Have you talked to anybody who likes the NBA Cup?
Did they hang a banner for
LA?
It? Yeah, they did.
The league made them hang a banner.
I bet they liked it.
LeBron did.
Did they like their extra payday?
Because LeBron knew it was the last thing he was ever going to win.
Have I ever met LeBron? No, I haven't met LeBron.
No, you've seen him close.
It's like a microphone in his face. Never really met the man.
All right.
But okay, so we're going get rid of it.
Greg, bro.
Yeah, I don't think that's – I don't agree with that.
All right.
Hang on. Let's break the tie again. I say goat. You say what?
Get rid of it.
Billy?
Get rid of it.
Okay. Yeah. I've been outvoted. But I want –
Complete
I want,
different ends of the spectrum.
I want my right. I want my vote to be recognized. Yeah.
So you're telling
Cup.
Me the NBA Cup is better than the NBA Finals.
Yes.
And on the same level as the Stanley Cup.
It's more, more valuable. Yes. Right. Yeah.
Four Nations.
Ooh.
Four Nations is a lot of fun.
I might vote get rid of it.
The goat!
I might vote get rid of it.
I would say
it got McAvoy hurt. Everybody got super excited because the Kachucks decided to fight somebody 60 seconds into the game. Everybody got hurt. The U.S. didn't win it. The U.S. didn't win it anyway. Curley's still so annoying about it. So I say get rid of it.
So you map out a pretty good reasoning behind that.
Thank
it
you.
Was a lot of fun, though. I liked it. It's country versus country, but to Bill's point, it's only four countries. Russia might be the second best country at hockey. They're not even included in it.
Improve it.
I think it's a we're all winners.
Oh.
But if you want to say get rid of it, I don't know. You did get caught up in it. U.S. versus Canada was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
so get rid of it.
When the Kachucks were pummeling people 1 minute,
that was awesome.
But that was just about
you
the pummeling.
In here, line you guys were dressed.
But that was
yeah. You did dress like
chanting USA.
A USA hole.
I was swept up in the moment, but I will say
you wore a flag and nothing else. That's a problem.
I don't think anybody liked it more than you did.
Yeah, you were in on it.
My official vote is get rid of it.
I'm going
to
say
we flew too close to the sun. It will never be topped.
It was very good.
Your vote is we're all winners, Billy.
We're all winners. I'm going to go with we're all winners.
Okay.
You make this an 18 thing to get the bump.
Yeah, right. You add more teams to it. That's why I like the Olympics. Olympic hockey would be really high.
It would be. So many people are submitting. President's Cup is the other one. They stagger President's Cup every 4 years.
This is Ryder Cup, too.
Ryder Cup.
This text, but they're wrong. Oh, President's Cup's the other one, though.
Yes. Okay. I believe so. I mean, perhaps I have that wrong. Oh, there we go. Good job.
This guy is Jones wrapped up in a bald eagle sweater and a flag. He's like, I hate the Four Nations. This is stupid. Get rid of it.
And a bald eagle omelet for breakfast. People are also suggesting, what about Belmont Stakes, things like this? No.
We'll get to the individual awards another time.
I think that's going to be a separate tiers.
Maybe next week we could do individual awards.
Okay, I like it.
Well, something else comes up.
Masters.
Wimbledon.
I love Wimbledon.
Yep.
Yeah, hot dog eating contest. Things like this.
You could win that.
Yeah. Okay.
Now
so
the chestnut's out of the game.
Where did we land on these tiers? I am just lashing out about the NBA
right,
Cup.
The
I was
tier.
Lashing out at the Four Nations.
For
about
tier on flag and eagle. Team title tiers, the GOAT tier, the NFL, NHL, World Cup, college basketball. Those are the four most important titles.
Pretty good.
The pretty good ones would be Major League Baseball, the NBA Finals, college football, and the Ryder Cup. We're all winners, MLS, WNBA, NASCAR, and Four Nations, and get rid of it, the NBA in-season tournament.
Okay, an update to this, I am wrong. It shouldn't be a shocker. Ryder Cup is every 2 years.
There you go.
So President's Cup, they stagger in addition to that, I guess?
That's so good, we don't even know when it is.
Ryder Cup is every 2 years.
Maybe we put it too high.
Yeah, maybe we did put it too high. Yeesh. Maybe we have to revise that down.
We'll have to talk to Terp and
okay.
Post.
We'll get those up on Twitch, at Jones and Keefe, on Twitter and Instagram. I should say Tier Tuesday, every Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. Every Tuesday, we also talk to Tommy Curran, not always at the same time.
No.
That'll be 1:30 today, all Tommy right. Curran. With his thoughts on Patriots OTAs from yesterday. We will get you a key for madness at 12:45. And coming up next, I think it's worth getting to some media beefs.
Oh, yeah. They're heating up.
Including Jordan and Bill Belichick taking more victims in a media beef. We'll explain coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Watch us. Love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
Good rant from Bill Simmons.
It was.
About Pablo Torre. I tend to agree with whoever was chirping him there on his, that's his Rewatchables podcast.
Yeah, yeah. So not to make this about me, Jones, yeah. But I've been, the last few months I've been listening to this. He's been doing this podcast for years.
Break, yeah,
no doubt. It's now in my rotation of podcasts. Nice. So he does his regular Bill Simmons show. This was on his movie podcast called The Rewatchables. So they'll pick a theme for the month and they'll grab, so they were doing Heaven Can Wait, like this old Warren Beatty movie. So they were doing that. But like within that, every once in a while, they'll bring stuff up. They'll make fun of ESPN for stuff. So he was on, this one I think was Van Lathan and Chris Ryan, and okay. So they brought up the Pablo Torre thing, and those guys kind of pushed back a little bit, but it was funny.
Whoever was chirping Bill is right. It's like, yeah. Wouldn't, this is your team and Bill Belichick.
Yeah, you're clearly
and so
defending
like,
Bill.
And you're like, yeah, oh, yeah, Bill's yeah. dating yeah. a girl, big deal. But you know if this was like, whatever, a team that Simmons hates, the Eagles, the Lakers, something like that. He would be wanting to talk about it. And so I think that was a fair chirp, but good rant by Bill.
It was a good rant by Bill.
He's like, move on.
I know, and also, I mean, for Bill Simmons to tell somebody to move on is pretty hilarious.
Fine.
And I'm team Bill Simmons. I like Bill Simmons. I know it's been trendy now to not like Bill Simmons, but listen, 20 years ago, I liked Dane Cook, Limp Bizkit, and Bill Simmons, and I still like Dane Cook, Bill Simmons, and Limp Bizkit. So I'm fine with that. No, I think he's funny. I did like, but you and I, we didn't have Torre on the show, but like we played his stuff and we were talking about it. It was a big story. Torre did a ton of work on it. And so Bill clearly is just a fan of Belichick, well, and therefore he's just kind of snapping back at him.
And
a fair, bit.
If you want to say him being on the Ring camera and tracking down the Ring camera or the Airbnb owners yeah, and like yeah. all that's very sketchy, I actually agree with some of that. But yeah. this is a guy who is employed by the state of North Carolina, and it's taxpayer dollars there. And like there is a broader story going on, and I think Tory's reported on quite a bit of that, that I think is more relevant yeah. than Bill Simmons is letting on. Torre, by the way, clap back, if you will.
So this I don't like.
On Twitter.
This is, before you even read it, lame.
Dear at Bill Simmons.
Tough start. Colon. That's annoying.
What's annoying about that?
Dear at Bill Simmons.
But you got to get him on there, Keith. You can't not at him because then he goes at me, bro.
Wrong? That's terrible.
Yeah,
like, that's not, a lame. That's super lame
look,
start.
I'm with you. It's not a great okay, tweet in general. Going. Since you have such a strong public opinion about my work, I happen to have a few questions for you specifically. Unless you're afraid of at Pablo finds out.
Terrible.
And someone just quote unquote pretending to be a journalist, of course. Thanks, comma, Pablo.
Terrible.
You don't
so,
like that.
Horrible response. Okay. If you want to get into a beef with Bill Simmons and you want to call him out, feel free. It's you're entitled to do that because he called you out. I just think the way he did it is so lame.
Dear Bill Simmons. Oh, were you afraid to come on my podcast?
Is that the lamest thing you've ever heard? Are what? You afraid to come on my podcast?
Do these two have, like, real beef?
I have no idea. They obviously crossed over. They must have, right, at
they
ESPN?
They worked at ESPN. They had yeah. to have, like, that is what I want. I wonder if they have, like, a real issue.
But like,
and that's why Bill went off, and that's why Tory's lamely clapping
but
back.
But then also, like, pulling out his podcast and sort of, like, promoting his podcast while he's trying keep this feud going.
He's begging Bill Simmons. Yeah. He's begging Bill Simmons to come on. He's punching up.
Please,
is what
for
he's
the
doing.
Love of God,
yeah.
come on to my podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I don't know if he's going to or not. I don't think Simmons has responded to this, at least not on
should he?
Twitter.
You think he should?
Dear
Pablo?
I think he's kind of moving on. Yeah, I don't think he's going to Dear Pablo anything. No, I think he's just... He's probably good, but they can a real podcast fight. And it's funny. So this is one of what has turned into like a few media on media beefs. Now, one, I'm not going to get into all the specifics.
We don't even have enough time. Forget this segment, the rest of the show to get into one of these.
Robert Griffin III versus Ryan Clark from a couple weeks ago.
We would need a week to.
I spent
fully...
You would need a week to read one of Robert Griffin III's tweets. Did you see this guy?
No.
So there's no limit on Twitter if you have like a check mark.
Yeah.
So Robert Griffin III posted a video and then wrote out what he said. It was like a book. It just kept going. So long story short, Robert Griffin III had a take about Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese.
Okay.
And he was basically saying Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark. Ryan Clark, no relation mm-hmm. to Caitlin Clark, comes out and rips Robert Griffin III, and part of the rip job was like, you have a white wife. And then Robert Griffin III responds to him. Then like Le'Veon Bell from the clouds is like, hey, Ryan Clark, you have a white kid. And then I was like, what is happening? And then they both release these like sad sack responses to each other.
Is that still ongoing? Like, are they still going back and forth?
Yeah, Clark the other day posted something else about how proud he is of his daughter. And you're like, great. Like, so that was funny because they had like the meme of like the domino meme. Mm-hmm. And it was like, Caitlin Clark hard fouls Angel Reese. And it's like the tiny domino. Yeah. And then like the one at the end is like a race war between Ryan Clark and RG3. So there was that. Then another one, this isn't really a beef, but this is also worth bringing up. So Bill Simmons on his regular podcast, like the sports one, had Ryan Russillo on. I think he does a lot. And he was talking about how he thinks ESPN is going to screw up inside the NBA. And which, Bill, as a rant on it, he might be right.
Bill is bitter about it, I'm sure, but he's probably right.
He's probably right.
Yeah.
And then Russillo deadpans. And this is where a lot of people are going back and forth because, like, you know Russillo a lot, or at least you've listened to Russillo.
Yeah.
So he deadpans. He's like, yeah, like, what if they replace Kenny Smith with Mina Kimes? And so they're all kind of, like, laughing. But then people are like, oh, would ESPN do that? And it became a whole thing. And then Mina Kimes kind of responded. But I think she also thinks it's a joke. But then everybody else from the outside, like, awful announcing.
She doesn't think it's funny.
No, that's the other thing. He's like, well, it's a non-funny joke. And you're like, all right, whatever. But, like, in the span of a week, you have, like, three of these media fights, which is good.
You should tear off some media beefs.
Yeah, Robert Griffin III, Ryan Clark is sort of next level compared to these other two.
Yeah, what's above GOAT?
Fowler, Rappaport would be up there, too, right?
No. Schultz, Rappaport.
Jordan Schultz.
Yeah, they actually literally tried to fight.
They actually fought.
Foul. Well, I don't know. Schultz challenged him to a fight.
Yeah.
Rappaport.
Schultz stepped on Rapshi is what he did.
Rappaport ducked under a chair. I'm safe under here. Can't get me under this chair.
Okay, but Bill Jordan, like, lines are getting drawn to the point where
people are fighting over it.
Media beefs are spiking up everywhere.
Pretty good.
That's a good story.
Good time.
It is. By the way, we passed June 1st. Bill Belichick and his buyout date, still as far as we know, at the University of North Carolina, has not left.
I think he's coaching the season.
They have not moved on. I also think he's coaching the season. And then he's never coaching again.
Perhaps.
That's what I think. Yep. 617-779-7937. All your phone calls there. We'll get back to the Patriots and OTAs. Can the Patriots rely on Steph Diggs? He's back. Is everything now in the rearview mirror as it relates to the boat and, his pink baggie and everything else? We'll get to that with all your phone calls next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.